000, Simen Tzadik, Sif Yutes. Yikba Mokom Litziloso, Shalo Yishaneo Mloy Litzoyrech. Okay, there's a built-in factor of Litzoyrech. It means more than just having the same shul to daven in, which happens to be Rabbi Yoina's shita in Brachas, that's all it means to have the same shul. So this is a Gemara in Brachas of Avraham at Beis. Let's look at the Gemara a little. It's interesting Gemara. Above him is base. Omer Avchel, Omer Avhuna, Kolakavei Amokom Litzilaso, Elokei Avraham Biyazro, Uchshemeis Omer Lo Ionov Ichosid, V'Tomidav Shel Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu V'Nalon De Kol Amokom, because Avraham Avinu was Kavei Amokom Litzilaso, Shechseh V'Yeshem Avraham Aboy, Kol Amokom Sher Omad Shom, where he always stood, or where he had stood. And that Amidah is Tfilah. What?
We don't have a possibility to get
the earliest Makar is Avram. That's all you need.
Same way if it didn't.
Avram was Adam Arishan.
What?
Okay. So what everybody wants to know, is where does the Anova come in? Where does the Anova come in? As you say, Chosid and this, maybe it's hard. He's Tereach to have Mokom with Tfilaso. So what's the Anova aspect? So Marsha says, Marsha doesn't say directly, but well, let's learn the Marsha, and you'll see that Tzlach like uses the Marsha Svara. Mavur, the whole. Oh. Yeah, I don't. Anyway, from the Marsha, it's clear that the Mokom is Mashpia. In other words, the Mokom has, if you've daven in a place, that Mokom becomes. Call it a mokum kadosh, call it a mokum with shefa, a mokum. Mashotov, if you change places, but if you have the same place, he says, miyachet kochos alakim, l'shem o'echad o'amiti. He says it's an inyan of echad. Maybe not. The Tzlach says that when you daven in a place, you push it, make it into, you give the place kochos. And then the next time you daven there, you're using the shefa of the place to help you in your tefillos. Elokei Avraham Be'ezro means that your tefillos should be makubal. And the anova, at least the Tzlach learns, the aspect of anova is that it's a recognition that you can't make it on your own. In other words, if you're not kaveh amokom tefiloso, you're saying, I don't need any help. I don't need any help. I can make it on the basis of my own tefillos. So that's where the onav comes in. The Marsha focuses more on when you change different places, so there's an element of appealing to different kochos. It doesn't mean Avodah Zarah necessarily. Even Haroitza Sheyachkin, Yadrim, Haroitza Sheyashir, Yadzvin, but Kaveh, Bokamachot Tfiloso means, you know, just the Abish to like, with. You know, whatever it is, like just that. You know, you don't have any special matias. So there's an inyan of more focused on echad. That's how the Marsha learns. I jot it down. Yeah, the Rashba learns it, Poshut. It's easier for kavana. Your focus is your kavana. You know, you sit in a new makom. You got to get used to it. Like it's Poshut easier to have kavana. Kaidam atfila and during atfila. The Rashba says so. It's a kavana aid.
What?
Like Shor and Shorichas Kodem Atfila, kavana that you have before tefillah about what you're about to do. So if you're in the same place, it's the Rashba just comes to explain what's the mile of kaviyam makom tefillah. So at all, what's the mile? So he learns like that. It's much easier to focus kavana. The tzlach says because the place is a mashbia, and that's where the onuf comes in. I think I've mentioned before, I suggest, and I myself use a different siddur as much as I can.
Wake up.
Yeah, with the same siddur it becomes rote. I see by myself, I don't know if it's true by everyone, but I suggest it, a different siddur, it's easier to be mechaber. The same siddur, you fall into a rut, like you know already where to turn the page, you know already what to, you know, like it slides off the tongue too easily.
You can't say that in a different place.
That's what I'm saying. It's funny. The Rashba says the same place is. The truth is, it's true about a place too. Sometimes, when I'm davening in a different place, because I'm in a different city. So there is a hischachus in the tefillah from a different place. Yesh v'yesh, I guess. Okay. There is an inyan of a mokum kavua in your bias. Some Rishonim actually learn like that in the Gemara. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina really. And the maila is poshut kadesha lo yubal baluhu b'nei bias. But that's all the Gemara means. You should be kavea mokum in your house for tefillah, that you have a place to daven that no one's going to bother you. Okay. And finally, in Simon Tzadik Ches, Sid Dalid, it actually says that since tefillah is mokum korban. So that's one of the inyan of kviyas makom, because by kabbalas there was a kviyas makom where you should check.
That's like the tzlach.
I don't know. Slightly, but it sounds like because tefillah is doing with the korban, and korban has kviyas makom, so that's why tefillah should have kviyas makom too. That's really beferish Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalid. Who does he quote? No, that's it. That's the Shulchan Aruch svara.
So you have the base of Mikdash. But
yeah.
Yeah,
but each carbon had its place. It's okay if you daven shachris in one place and mincha in another place. If you conveya for shachris a mokom and for mincha a mokom and for ma'ariv a mokom, that's okay. If you conveya for the weekdays a mokom and for Shabbos a mokom, that's also okay. It's not a steer to this din.
But there should be a kvias. Another means like this: you're just using he's good for me now, and you're not helping the tzibur.
Yeah, what you have people that daven in Zichron Moshe every day. The people that daven as a matter of course in shtiblach, like Zichron Moshe, and they daven in a different shtiblach every day, are really violating this halacha.
But you said Shachris with Marv's three different things?
That's what I saw B'Shem B'Shlom Zalman. That you could have Shachris and Ma'akum and Mincha Ma'akum and Marv Ma'akum and you're not violating the Salafa. It's in the Halicha Shlomo. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I'm sure it brought down from the Halicha Shlomo. There's already enough Svarim that have been written that are already citing the Halicha Shlomo.
One of his sons said there were over 300 Svarim that are quoting the Shlomo.
Yeah. There's hundreds for him every week, and half of them end with the word kihulchasa. There's a magazine called Shah Toiva. Either read it or you don't read it. It's a rag. It's not a rag. It's a Haredi rag. Okay. It's a weekly. It's like there's mishpacha and Shah Toiva, a weeklies in Hebrew. They each come with a newspaper, a weekly newspaper, a magazine. A good housekeeping type magazine. I assume you know what that means. You're from America. What?
Like Amadi.
It's different though. It's a different type of magazine. And a children's magazine, the Yolada. So this, I get your type of rather. I like to keep up
they
on the news.
Section?
No. They had an article in Shor Toiva this week about the Kihil, what I call, it struck a chord by me, it's called, about the kihilchasa phenomena, that chidushim on the sechtas don't sell anymore. No one's interested. But you make a kuntras on what you do if Pesach comes out on Tuesday between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, Hilchasa, and like they'll sell 10,000 copies. You know, you have all the marmakimas on the bottom, and you make sure you get every. So it was an article, like in a magazine, about this phenomenon. It's good, it's bad. They interviewed people, where it comes from, if there's a dearth of poskim, or too many poskim, where are people getting the Messiah and Pesach from? The Groh Mahalach, where you go through the Sugya and the Rishonim, and then you basically feel that you could poskim. It doesn't mean every schnook. It just means the Mahalach of Pesach. And really, Rav Moshe. It was a very good article, a very informative article. I'm acquainted with the stuff, and they pretty much hit it on the nose. That was really Rav Moshe's Mahalach in Pesach. Rav Moshe, you look at the Tshuvas Rav Moshe, he basically goes through the Sugi with the Rishonim, and then Paskins. He doesn't. Rav Henkin, what?
How is what you do?
That you talk about all the precedents, all the hundreds of Tshuvas Farim that have been written. That you talk about what this Achron said and what that Achron said, and, you know, and you follow the hierarchy, right? Rav Moshe has no problem, like, you know.
That's who Rav Moshe was. I mean, like, at least someone like
that's an old argument, right? I have a roster of people that left the shul over that. Rav Moshe also used to be not Rav Moshe.
Right, and Rav Moshe,
didn't start when he was Rav Moshe. He started when he was not Rav Moshe.
And he didn't mind if anybody else did that.
Rav Moshe writes and is like, but that's the way to go. And that's the Groh's way, a Zilberman type person. And then you have, and the Litvisha, who up until now really didn't focus on Pesach, focused on what we call Iyun, but then the Chazanish sort of like, and now everybody's running to Pesach, and now you write a sefer of Torah on the Sechas Gittin, it doesn't sell. Nobody's interested. I feel the market's saturated. People are just saturated. How much, you know, what are you going to, why should I read this guy's Kedushim, you know? But you write a sefer, you know, Gittin Kolchoso. So it was an interesting article, and it talked about the different Mahalchim and Pesach, and the up and coming young stars, like Mordechai Gross and Bnei Brak. There's some stars, there's some up and coming stars. Okay. Anyway, why did you get into this? I forgot. Anyway, so because of Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman says you could have a place for Shachris and a place for Mincha and a place for Meir, and you're not violating this plot. But Taka, all these people that are Mistoved and Zichron Moshe, and that's where they daven, and they end up davening in a different shtibel every tefillah, they're violating this halacha. What? See the mission of Ruah. What? Within Dalai Lama's, a place, yeah.
So you could have the same minion different times.
What do you mean? How is it different times if it's the same minion?
7 o'clock or they go to the 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it's not talking about that. It's talking about Mako. That's the Gemara. We just saw it. So some learn the whole member of the Gemara is talking about Babayas. But if you learn it to Beis HaKnesses, and you learn, let's say, like the Slach, then Babayas is Taka Biga Chiddush. I'm explaining the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like Bias is a bigger Chiddush. Truth is, some Rishonim learn that's all the Gemara is talking about. But that's if you learn that's all the Gemara is talking about. But if you learn, let's say, like the Tzlach, or like even the Rashba, that it's a Kavana aid, then Bias is the bigger Chiddush, and the Chiddush is, there's a whole new reason there. Shlo Yuval Beluhu B'nei HaBayis. Mokum Kavua V'tok Talaram V'Koshim Mokum Echod, the Yev Shal Tzamtzei. That's good, because I dive in the morning, I move around. But it's within Dalai Lama's. You know what Tzorich means? Tzorich means if someone sits down in your place, you shouldn't fight with him. That's Sora. That's a psak. You're hearing a psak din.
If
within Daladamas, then you don't need this psak.
Yeah.
I'm talking about even if it's not outside Daladamas.
I was in Shul once, a guy was sitting in my place, and another guy started off with me, "Don't you care about my Kavua?" I said, "What about Achmas Zorka?"
So now that you learned this, you could have answered, "Dos Ruf Tzach Tzorech." I got a psak from a Rav that Dos Ruf Tzach Tzorech.
One of the same guy beats the Shul every time. New guy, he's always sitting in your place.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
After three times, it's his place. No, I'm just kidding. So you tell him nicely, send him an email, write him a letter, call him up. I'm talking about making an issue of it. If you do it without machlokes, there's nothing wrong. If you do it without machlokes, then you probably should tell him. You know, he's doing an avla inadvertently, so why not tell him? I'm talking about, you know, in an uncomfortable way, where it makes him feel uncomfortable. Who was I talking to the other day about pronouncing Shem Hashem? With a Svardik. Is there anybody here? I was talking about the problem of the people who pronounce Shem Hashem Adonai. Someone told me that he was at a place where the Bar Mitzvah boy was laning like for the first time in a certain shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he was doing that, and there was a guy there that was like getting all very, very worked up, and he restrained him. He told the guy, if you embarrass the kid now in his first public on his Bar Mitzvah day when he's laning, it's going to be a traumatic experience. He held the guy back. Okay. Sifchof. Yikoneis shir shnei psochim v'chakech hispalo. That's the Gemara's, that's a quote. Now, there's different pshatim. Yesh mefarshim shir shnei psochim means ches tfochim. Yikoneis lefnim. Don't sit near the door. Shanira kamasu yeshivas beis haknesis. But if that's your mokum kavua, and that's how the seats were allocated, and you are by the door, then it's okay. Because it doesn't look like you're about to run out, because that's your mokum kavua. No problem. But if you daven in not your usual place, then if you daven by the door, it looks like you're anxious to zoom out. What about if you're taka anxious to zoom out? It's even more important not to daven there. The yesh mefarshim shatam b'nei shemabit l'chutz, because you know there's a lot going on out there, so it's interesting. Any yochel l'chave, well, if he's there, it may not pasuach l'shus harabim ein b'kach klof. The yesh mefarshim a third shot shlo yimar l'spalol miyad k'shen nichnas ela yish hashir shnei psachim. It means don't jump into davening. You're not going to be able to daven with kavana, and echanami you're not being shoya shahachas koydem atfila. But give it a few seconds. So, v'nochol lochus v'chol ha'pirushim, which means you should be machmir like all three. You should wait at least a few seconds. You shouldn't daven by the door. I would say even if it's a mokum kavua, in other words, if it's open to Rishus HaRabim, because you're chayshus to the second pshat, so then they shouldn't make a place there. It's really the Gabom shouldn't make a place there. And even if it's not open to Rishus HaRabim, but if it's not a mokum kavua, you shouldn't daven by the door. So you have to be machmir like all the perushim. Mishnah Brura, Sivkotin, Samach Aleph, Shir Shnei Psochim, Ayin B'bach, Shekotim Shesarch Lassos, Azor Lebeya, Fnei HaBeis HaKnezos, a vestibule, Kudukos Ulam Shoyim Lefnei Heichol, and the people could like focus there, or put on their tefillin there, is actually more common. Derech Beforish, Mosei HaMayim, the Shir Shnei Psochim, the Kachot from Mogan Avram, Chinovu Chayom B'chol Mokom, usually, you know, if you can. Get a caravan, maybe you can't do it. Falkein toiv lahadal lechatfilas for the spalul ba'zora kiyam beis haknesses. Okay, you just make another. So, like I'm thinking by me and Ber Shmuel by my house, they made the azora into a beis haknesses. So now the outside is now the azora to that azora.
That's the azora.
Yeah, no, don't start davening there. Then you'll lose the quality of having an azora. Yishashirish Nitzachim, Gleishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishish ain't that me sheva solot. The chatim in Pesach Pesach Knesset she yikonis hagadol tchila, hoyol v'ro'i l'mezuzah, even if it's not b'chuyiv in mezuzah, Pesach Pesach Knesset is really not b'chuyiv in mezuzah. We have a dedication for the mezuzah. Okay, good, we'll stop here. Man, I need an eitzah.